Petrospect, a store-centric company, is launching a new cloud storage option, along with a new version of Retrospect Backup and Retrospect Virtual 2022. They're all about keeping your data safe, and joining us is General Manager J.G. Heathcock. Hi, J.G.
Hi there.
Well, congratulations on the news here. But for people who aren't familiar with Retrospect, give us the overview, first of all. You've got software for both personal and businesses.
That's correct. And that is both for the Macintosh and Windows platforms. We can even back up Linux engines Linux servers, if that's what people have. And it is small, medium-sized business software for backup and recovery.
Now, tell us about what is new here and what you're announcing.
As you said, the main big news here is that we're coming out with our own Retrospect Cloud Storage. Now, Retrospect has been able to back up to something like 20, 22, 23 different cloud providers, all of the main names that you can think of, and a lot of personalized or more region-specific cloud providers. Retrospect is coming out with their own cloud storage. This is largely driven by our customers who've come to us and said, hey, I do not want to have to assemble my own sort of backup environment. It's great that you can back up to all the different people, but I really just want to have a simple, you know, solution where I go and I buy one thing, I've got one bill, and I don't have to worry about knowing how to go through navigating, setting up cloud, provisioning, all those words that I don't even want to know about. I just want it to work. And so that's what this Retrospect Cloud Storage is about.
So step us through the experience here.
Absolutely. So what's going to happen here is when you buy Retrospect, right? And by the way, you can buy Retrospect either as sort of a one lump fee, right? What we call perpetual license. You buy it one time and you have it. The cloud storage, of course, is subscription, and you can buy Retrospect as a subscription, meaning that you can pay either every month, or you can pay once a year, every year, or however you need it to work out. So whenever you do set up buying Retrospect, whether it's buying it through our own direct store or going through a partner that you're already working with, you're going to get an email. You'll click that email. Normally, it would download an installer. But in this case, what's going to happen is it's actually going to take you to console.retrospect.com. This is our management service that we've been providing for some years. It's a free service. It allows you to have your Retrospect servers, your backup servers, send analytic data, basically progress data, monitoring what's going on, and it'll show up in the cloud. You can see this on a laptop, in a browser, on your phone, what have you. In this case, though, when you click on this, it's going to have all that information already built into it so that you see your Retrospect server that you're going to set up. You can give it a name for your own purposes, and you can click on either of these two links to download a customized installer. It's a one-click install. So from a setup perspective, it can't get easier. You buy the product, you click the link, type in an email and a password, click on that to verify it, download the install, one click, no setup, comes up with our backup wizard that's already got everything pre-configured. By default, we're going to back up any clients that you add now or later. We're going to back up any email accounts that you add now or later, and any local volumes on this backup server. So again, whether you're backing up just a small home office or a small business, this is a very easy process. You can customize it then. You can go back afterwards and customize it. It's no big deal. You click start, it's off and running, backing up to the cloud. And again, this is s3.retrospectcloud.com. This has got the same sort of enterprise type features as all the other products out there. One of the things that's very important to call out is that it does immutable backups. That means that when you do the backups, we're going to set a retention. You can change, again, you can change that later. You can't make it less after you've done the backup, but you can keep going and you can say, okay, I want it to be 30 days. I want it to be 60 days, whatever it is. And every one of those backups that gets written out there, they cannot be changed for that period of time. So this matters from a ransomware perspective or other kinds of problems where people accidentally delete the backups, they accidentally overwrite things. That cannot happen. The cloud service itself prevents any changes to those files for that retention period. So you got 30 days, you got 60 days, something comes up, you get hit by a ransomware, for example, you know you've got that many days of backups that are all good. Does that all make sense?
Sure. Now, are there different amounts of, I assume there are, storage available through the program?
Yeah, that is a great question. Thank you. So you can start off, by the way, as a free trial. So you can buy, you don't even have to buy the product. You can get a free trial of Retrospect, comes with a free trial of the product. You can figure out what kind of backup environment you're needing. Are you needing, you know, 10 terabytes? Maybe you only need 1 terabyte. It's $20 a terabyte per month. We do have an intro of 500 gigabytes. That's a half terabyte. That's $12 a month. So,
interesting. So give us the overview of what you feel really differentiates Retrospect from the many competitors that are out there.
What should people know? Absolutely. So one thing I'm going to point out, and Retrospect, this is our mantra. This is a thing we always want to say. You own your data, right? So we have a cloud storage, right? That's where you can park your data, but you own the backups. So you can encrypt that backups. That's your key. You can move that data around. You can do backups locally. And in fact, that's something we would actually recommend you do. Retrospect can back up locally to either a disk, a NAS, or a tape even. And then you can do transfers without needing to do a second backup. Again, a lot of backup products don't have this feature. A lot of cloud backups, for example, that's what they do. They back up to the cloud. It's simple, but they don't really have what you might call a 3-2-1 plan. They just have a backup to the cloud plan. 3-2-1 means you need to have 3 different copies of your data, and they should be in 2 different places. So local backups are fast to do. They're fast to do restores, but going out to the cloud, that helps you with the disaster recovery plan. And the immutability helps you with ransomware.
So tell us about, you talked about different levels here, going from even, I guess, personal use for people at home or with a home office up to the enterprise. Tell us where pricing begins. Give us an idea.
Oh, sure. Well, for one thing, we have a solo product, right? That's $40, right? It's a very affordable thing. And a lot of people will actually use the solo product, by the way, in a larger business environment where they want to say they have a distributed work center. So maybe you have a salesperson, as we do, out in Portland. Well, he could have a copy of Solo and he could be doing his own local backups, right? So we also have a desktop version that can back up to, I think, 5 different clients, right? And so that's like, you know what, let me just make sure, because they've changed the prices. So I want to make sure that I'm not telling you something that's not accurate here. So for the desktop product, that is $180, or actually $160 for the non-premium version. So that comes with clients as well as email. You can also do the single server 5. This means you're going to be able to back up a single backup server, right? Again, we can do Mac or we can do Windows. And again, that comes with multiple clients, 5 clients, and that's $550. And it keeps going on up from there. You've got something like multi-server where you can back up multiple different backup servers. That's now you're starting to get into the large scale businesses here.
And we can mention it again, even though it seems like we can be wasting our breath sometimes or repeating it over and over, the importance of doing this.
So there's a lot of ways you can lose data, right? If there was only one way, then you could really make sure of solving that problem. So ransomware is something that is very high in people's mind, but even beyond ransomware, there's viruses. There's the fact that you can lose data because of a fire. I've had my own house burned down. You can lose it because of a flood. You can lose it because of just accidents, misadvertence, right? The thing fell over. All kinds of different ways of losing your data. So it's not just important to make sure that you have backups of your data, because again, you spent how long to make this? Many people, it's irreplaceable, right? You can't get that data back. You would have to recreate things. You don't want to do that. So it's super important that you have multiple copies. One copy is better than nothing, but it's much, much better to have more than one copy. And so again, if you only back up to the cloud, we would recommend you create a second backup set somewhere else. But really the best thing to do is to have a local backup, because it's in 2 different places. It's twice as unlikely that you're going to lose both of those, right? Did that make sense? Yeah.
It sure does. So for more information, where can we go?
Retrospect.com.
Terrific. J.G. Heathcock, thank you so much for taking the time with us.
Thank you so much, Fred.